program. You pick up the phone. You take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Last hour, we started telling you a story. And, Mark, you pointed out it's a little on the old side, but nonetheless still outrageous, old as in a few months back. CNN reports on a couple of judges, just to give you an example of how the corruption can actually get, how bad it can really be. And this is, in my opinion, scratching the surface, really. I'm sure there's more examples like this around the country.
Sure, maybe these are just the ones that managed to get caught. And maybe the most egregious, I don't know, but this is pretty egregious.
They are judges in their 50s holding positions in, I think it's Pennsylvania. They're holding positions called senior judge, the county senior judge, another one also called the county president judge. So president judge, senior judge, these guys are pretty high up in the judicial organization.
Hard guys to bring down, hard to argue with, hard to shine the light on.
They have agreed to serve 87 months in prison under their plea deals. What they've done is they've been shuffling young people, shuffling teenagers and children through the system, through the juvenile detention system, for kickbacks. The Juvenile Law Center says it plans to file a class action lawsuit this week representing what they say are victims of corruption. And they're going to give us a few examples here of exactly what these judges have been doing. But essentially, what they did was they corruptly and fraudulently created the potential for an increased number of juvenile offenders to be sent to juvenile detention centers. According to the court documents, children would be placed in private detention centers under contract with the court to increase the headcount. In exchange, the two judges would receive kickbacks. So your child is a dollar sign to these judges. Your child means they get to take more money home at the end of the year.
So these were private organizations that were contracting with the state in order to incarcerate young people. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no reason why it couldn't happen with some government juvenile detention facility, because in the governmental detention system, a inmate is worth $40,000 or whatever the amount of money is that the juvenile detention center or the jail or county jail or whatever has to cover those costs they have to cover in order to keep that person there. They get that money from the federal government or the state governments or whoever it is that's handing it out to them. They probably get it from multiple places. But each one of those inmates is worth money to the jail. So the system has an incentive to fill its jails with as many people as possible, because that just means the jail budget goes up the next year. We've got more prisoners. We need more money. And so essentially they were kicking back money to the judges to send them more prisoners because, well, if the judges don't send them prisoners, they don't get the money in the first place.
This is a great example of how the term privatized can really be bastardized because – they're using the monopoly that is the judicial system, and they're just allowing private entities to own the jails.
Right, their buddies are getting rich off of the...
I personally, having spent 9 years in jail, have a pretty good idea of how these systems work. I know I could set up a private system that would make it better for everyone, for victims, for people that have to pay for it, citizens, for the people being incarcerated. They'd walk out with more skill sets, having been treated better, therefore having a better attitude. Just all kinds of ways that these things will work.
And but what you're talking about there is fine, Mark. But what you're talking about would be something that's appropriate for someone who's actually committed a crime or an offense that would deserve some level of incarceration. Most of these young people, restitution would be far and above, would be all that's necessary. In some cases, apologies would be enough, but in many cases, restitution would solve the problem. I mean, the kid that the story started with, a 14-year-old boy, was sent away for months to a youth detention center, 9 months at a boarding school, and also stayed in a youth detention center for taking change from some vehicles. I mean, paying restitution there would not be a difficult thing at all, and that would have solved the problem. That would have made the victims of that theft whole.
Not to mention the fact that I wouldn't accept monetary restitution from this young man. He would have to mow
wash your
lawn.
Car. Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, whatever it is that would be accepted to make good on this situation, that would be it. There would be no need for this punitive factor of, well, you've done wrong, so now you'll be punished. I mean, it's enough punishment to shame this person and to get them to just make the payments to make the victim whole again. But in the system that we're in, there is this punitive factor that is totally unnecessary. So to give you some examples of how punitive I'm talking about here, Judge Ciavarella sent a 15-year-old female, Hillary Transu, to a wilderness camp for mocking an assistant principal on her MySpace page.
Oh, my God.
So not like she was up in the assistant principal's face giving him a hard time, as though that would be a bad thing. I mean, whatever. It's just talk, right? Speech is speech. Should be free. Of course, we all know that on government school campus, you don't actually have free speech. At least that's what the principal at my high school told me when I was in high school.
He's right.
But for her MySpace page, for saying nasty things about a government bureaucrat on her MySpace page.
Mr. Bradley smells badly.
She had to go to a wilderness camp, a juvenile camp. He also whisked 13-year-old Shane Bly, who was accused of trespassing in a vacant building, from his parents and confined him in a boot camp for 2 weekends. He sentenced Kurt Kruger, 17, to detention and 5 months of boot camp for helping a friend steal DVDs from Walmart. Now, what kind of other kids do you think they're going to meet at boot camp?
You know, my experience is in prison that convicts learn more skills.
Right. So they probably taught some other kids how to steal DVDs from Walmart while they were in there.
Yeah.
One probably learned a handful of things, picking locks, whoever knows what else they were talking about, jump starting cars. They could share all kinds of tips. Whereas if you just had them pay back Walmart for the DVDs they'd stole, plus however much else, for restitution, for damages, that would have solved the problem.
Can you imagine? I mean, Walmart would have – Walmart's really set up for this. Hey, kids, here's a couple of brooms.
Here's a smock, a blue smock. Get out there and work the sales floor.
Well, I wouldn't have these guys on the sales floor, but I sure would have them out cleaning up my parking lot.
Good point.
Here's a bag. Come back when it's full of trash.
Several other lawsuits on behalf of the juveniles who have appeared in Ciavarella's courtroom have emerged. Private juvenile detention centers, owned by Mid-Atlantic Youth Services Corporation, are still operating and are not a target of the investigation. The company had cooperated with the investigation. A spokesman denied that its current owner knew about the kickbacks. Judge Ciavarella assured the community he could provide justice. Elected to the bench in 1996, he once ran for judge on the promise that he would punish the people who break the law. And the corruption began in 2002 when Conahan shut down the state juvenile detention center and used money from the Luzerne County budget to fund a multi-million dollar lease for the private facilities. Despite some raised eyebrows from the community, county commissioners approved the deal. Federal government began investigating back in 2006. The kickback scandal highlights a major problem in the juvenile justice system in Luzerne County and across the country. Say the attorneys, they say that hundreds of children who appeared before Ciavarella didn't have lawyers. Kids think very much in the present, and they have limited abilities to understand long-term consequences, according to the ACLU attorney from New York, who specializes in juvenile issues. Dahlberg's recent study, Robin Dahlberg, that's what we're talking about here, a recent study in Ohio revealed that some of the counties had as many as 90% of children going through the court system without a lawyer. She said the Pennsylvania case is a sad reminder of why kids need an attorney. Now, most kids can't afford an attorney.
Yeah.
I can't afford an attorney, and I'm not a kid. I'm not getting a $5 a week allowance or whatever it is parents give their kids these days. But, you know, just having some level of assistance when you're in front of a judge as a young person would be helpful, even if it is a court-appointed situation. But they're not even doing that.
Well, and to some extent, attorneys are, you know, bureaucrat repellent. They know that if you have an attorney, you have some level of means, and they tend to stay away.
Indeed, in Luzerne County, teens who waived counsel were at a greater risk of being sent to a placement center than those with representation.
Of course they were.
About 50% of the children who waived counsel were sent to some kind of placement. According to the reports, in comparison, the judges' commission found that 8.4% of juveniles across the state wound up in placement. So, in that one court, in that one area, Luzerne County, 50% of kids went to placement, whereas the rest of Pennsylvania, it's 8.4%. Big difference.
A lot higher.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, you're saying to yourself, you don't like it when this stuff happens. Well, too bad. You got to keep paying for it anyway in your property taxes, even if you don't appreciate it. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. We give it all away to you. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Plus, head over to republicmagazine.tv. If you're missing the real news, you can get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now. or order your print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or you can call 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
Yeah, they've got a free copy online at republicmagazine.tv. And you'll notice that Free Talk Live is on the inside front cover of this month's issue.
That's pretty spiffy. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tim. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been having a lot of conversations with my girlfriend lately about libertarianism, volunteerism, and she's come to this point where she just ad hominem attacks that all libertarians and voluntarists must be heartless.
Why?
Because we don't want to give money to people who don't deserve it.
Because you don't want to give money to people that don't deserve it. Okay.
Such as welfare, you know, the whole government health care system, all of that. So I was wondering what a good defense, I guess I don't necessarily like the word defense, but a good way to, you know, stand against that.
Okay, so she's saying that you're heartless. And what have you said anything in response, or do you feel like you have nothing to say to that at this point?
I mean, it's not necessarily... I've attempted the whole, well, it's heartless to take money from people who earned it. And she says, well, you know, I guess I kind of understand that, but if there are people who, you know, need something, you know, such as health care or food or a place to live, why people, you know, are so greedy that they won't, you know, help people.
Well, right. But you know, I think that first off, you've got to sort of acknowledge that people need, you know, that some people can't earn, right? There are people out there that have no arms, no legs. They're going to have a tough life as far as making money. Certainly, there are jobs for them. Absolutely, they you know, in the right circumstances, they can make some good money. But
you know, put the human torso in that movie, The Freaks. You ever seen Freaks?
No.
Way back in the day, back in the early part of the 20th century, there was a movie called Freaks. You can actually see the human torso. That was his name. He was a circus freak kind of act, and that's what the movie is essentially about, is circus freaks. So even a man with no arms and no legs was at least given the opportunity to appear in a film.
Are you really, really, really talking about circus freaks while we're talking about this issue? I mean,
just
like
you brought up a guy with no arms and no legs, and I'm just saying it doesn't mean that all of the options are shut off to this to that people.
Right.
No,
well, I can't imagine how people call libertarians heartless.
But I see where you're coming from, Mark.
I had a next-door neighbor who had, I think it's called King's syndrome. I may be wrong, King's something. It's King is in the terminology. All I know is the guy was in the wheelchair and, you know, he had some problems with his limbs. And he had a great job doing phone sales, inbound phone sales for a computer company. So he managed to make life, you know, make a good living. He did fine doing this, and so it's quite possible for people to, you know, to earn. And I'm sure he had some kind of subsidization. I know that his parents came over and, you know, they gave him some money and all that kind of stuff. But be that as it may, the man made money and supported himself to some extent or another. So giving people money, for one, ruins incentives that they might have to go out and actually find a career that fulfills them. Because a career, to me, is the most fulfilling thing. It's one of the most fulfilling things you can have in life. Good job, good family, you know, all those things are some great stuff. And to remove that opportunity for somebody is a terrible thing. When the government gives somebody, you know, a subsidization check, well, they're incentivized not to go out and look for work because the government will take the check away from them. So
exactly.
You're not giving these people the respect that they deserve, and a charity would likely encourage them to. I mean, look at the Lighthouse for the Blind. This organization is supported by charity. I'm sure that maybe they get some government money. I don't know. But it's a charity organization that gives blind people jobs. And they manage to network very well with companies out there in order to get their work done. And it's so, I mean, you know, the thought process that people who need help are completely disabled is a bigoted standpoint.
Well, that's not going to persuade this young lady that he's trying to talk to. You're a bigot.
You don't call them a bigot, but, right. But after you go through, then you point out, you know, like I pointed out how it is that she's putting right. all these people in a basket of people that can't get help.
Well, I don't think you should be attacking the person. You're putting these people in a basket. You're doing this, da-da-da-da. I think that what you want to do is, we'll go back to the Ransberger pivot that we talked about earlier from the Advocates for Self-Government. Listen to what the person's saying. She's saying she cares about the downtrodden, that she wants to help them, and she feels like you don't. She feels like you want to just keep all your money. And it, really, you need to know your audience when you're talking about liberty. If you're talking to somebody with whom you know that the message of, hey, you'll get to keep all your money and decide for yourself how to spend it is going to resonate, then that's the direction you want to go. But if you're talking with somebody like your girlfriend, as you're saying here, Tim, that is saying that she wants to help people that have been downtrodden, she feels an obligation to that sort of thing, this is important to her, then if you agree with that, and I would hope that you would, I think that people who are down and on their luck can use a hand up, but not a hand out, you know, all of that. I think that there's something to be said for private charities, as Mark is saying here, but what you want to come in with is, I am in agreeance with you. I am hearing you tell me that you want to give people who are having a tough time some assistance. And I agree with that. I think that's a great idea. I support that idea. But what I don't support is coercively forcing people in order to forcing people to pay into a one-size-fits-all system. And then you can talk about how it is, what some of the things Mark was saying, talk about how it is that private charities can do a better job of helping people. And that when you get to control your own finances, you get to better allocate them. You get to choose which charities are doing the best job. You don't have to rely on the government bureaucrats to do the job for you, because as you can point out, Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, points out that the government bureaucracies that are handing out money to people, the welfare programs, are very poorly managed. There is a tremendous amount of overhead involved with paying the middle-class bureaucrats that run the program first and foremost, and then cutting a few checks to the other people, many of whom shouldn't actually be getting the checks because they're just scamming the system, and the government bureaucrats don't care enough to try to ascertain who's scamming and who's really not. So the incentives are present to really get people the help that they need in a private system where charities are handling this that are just not present in the government system. So you want to agree with her that, yes, you do want to help people, and you'd like to show her how best, Tim, how best to help her get what she wants to happen. I hope that makes some sense. Are you still there, Tim? Thought I heard his line drop during that call. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. If you've got some thoughts on this, 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything here, and that way it'll show you as being compassionate. In fact, you're compassionate to the point that you want to be able to express your compassion directly rather than having to be forced to pay into a government bureaucracy that doesn't really help people in the way they should be helped.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free via the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. That, again, brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo and video, or photo or video, to prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you might have ever imagined possible here in New Hampshire when you move here as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We were just discussing during the break, Mark, that here in Keene, New Hampshire, the city council's done something right. They voted, or one of their committees has voted, to recommend that the council support medical marijuana legalization and supporting full decriminalization of personal amounts of marijuana. So step in the right direction.
It's going on all over the country, and I'm glad to see that here locally where it affects me, it's happening. But I'm happy when this basically harmless, by and large, harmless plant, when you compare it to things like alcohol and tobacco.
I'd say it's a miracle plant. This thing helps people that are sick.
It does. But, every drug has its, and if you want to call this a drug, I don't consider it a drug, it's a plant.
Yeah.
But every drug has its drawbacks, and certainly marijuana has some drawbacks. Inhaling combusted plant material into your lungs isn't necessarily the best thing for them.
That's try not a vaporizer.
Vaporizer's better.
Yeah.
However, it is not perfect, right?
Probably not.
Okay. So either way, I think that we're moving in the right direction wherever they allow people to use this plant. As far as I'm concerned, all drugs should be legalized. However, I understand that's not going to happen overnight, and I just want to see steps in the right direction in the area of medical marijuana and marijuana possession.
You know, if anything, Mark, this is credit to the political action, and to actually say that political action can have some success here in New Hampshire.
This isn't success. This is a like just sort of a, you know, the city council's getting together and saying.
But they've gotten some politicians to vote in favor of expressing favor towards freedom, at least in this one small little way. It's something. It's not a huge leap forward, and you're not going to see huge leaps, I don't think, anytime soon in the political system. But, you know, it's worth mentioning that this was started. One of the people that brought – the guy that brought this forward, we've mentioned him on the air before, Fred Parcells. He is a former cop, a former police detective, and has retired from that particular profession. I don't think he's yet taken the step of joining law enforcement against prohibition, but he might as well. At this point, he's come out in favor of decriminalizing drugs, at least marijuana in this particular instance. And so he apparently brought this up after Sam, our guy from Free Talk Live and the man behind ObscuredTruth.com, had a brief conversation with one of the city councilors talking about the idea of getting some sort of marijuana decriminalization or one of those lowest police priority things passed here in Keene. And apparently that sparked a discussion between that city councilor, Cynthia, and Fred. And now Fred has appeared in front of this this committee and asked them to do this, and they voted for it. So, hey, that's
good
a win
him.
For the political system. Right?
I like him. I think he's done a good job here.
Yeah, it's a win for the political system, Mark. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should be crowing about this from the rooftops.
You make it seem like I'm the one who supports political action. I believe that political action is largely inefficient. However, I think that it is, everything's inefficient when trying to change
the society, status quo, sure,
government, sure, all these things. And, I don't know. There's no evidence to me that civil disobedience or non-cooperation or any of these other things are more efficient. I just think you take your wins where you can get them.
And we're seeing them in both categories, I think. We're seeing non-cooperation being successful. We're seeing and not. And we're seeing politics being successful. And not. So we can make them both more successful. I know this much by bringing more people here to New Hampshire and getting them active. That much I know for sure. Both approaches will become more effective as you arrive and get involved. So head over to freestateproject.org and you can see the details on the marijuana news over at freekeen.com. We continue taking your phone calls. Oh, wait, before we do that, Mark, you had another comment for Tim on the issue of people, liberty-minded people being heartless.
Yeah, for one thing, it is not easy to convert loved ones that you want to convert so badly.
Because you love them.
Right, and to liberty-minded things. And I think that at this point, if your girlfriend is saying that all libertarians must be heartless, that you've probably lost. And I understand. It's not easy. Believe me. I've lost in a few areas myself, and I get it. But what I would recommend is that you get a hold of Mary Ruart's book.
Me too. I was going to suggest that.
Healing Our World. You can go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and you can buy it there.
Or you can get the 90s edition free on her website.
Sure, you can do that. You can do that. But, I mean, getting somebody to read – for my plan here that I'm going to lay out, I think you need a hard copy.
I think the updated book is even better, so I highly recommend your plan, Mark.
However, try to trade something with her to get her to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, I'll wash your car or, you know, whatever. Try to do whatever it takes to get her to read the book. Look, this woman is far better at explaining this. This issue is important to me. I want you to understand it in the fashion that it should be explained. I am not good. I am not a disciple for libertarianism. I'm just somebody who has some of the ideas. I'm not one of these grade A people. Mary Ruart is. Please read this book and
she will explain in Healing Our World from a compassionate perspective how it is that liberty and the market, the free marketplace, helps those people that actually need it, whereas the government programs that are purported to help those people in many cases actually harm the very people they're intending to help. She shows beyond any reasonable doubt, she clearly shows with evidence and citations. There's so many citations in that book. A good chunk of that book is all citations. So if you don't believe what she's saying, you can go and check her on everything that she claims. She shows with citations that those who attempt to control others will inevitably find themselves being controlled, and that honoring our neighbor's choices is the best way for mankind to get along with itself. And she really just does an amazing job of pointing out how it's the marketplace, it's freedom that allows people to be compassionate, that helps those who are really in need of help. I highly recommend the book. Healing Our World. You can order it at amazon.freetalklive.com. We've had Dr. Ruart on this program in the past, and she's an outstanding lady. Let's go to your calls. Talk to Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Mark and Eon, just checking in.
Well, thanks.
How you guys hanging in there? It's good to hear you. Hey.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys. I know you guys, I'm not a libertarian, but I'm a man in the Lord Jesus, and I believe in helping people in need and giving you receive. But
that's
today,
true. I like that.
I heard that there was a flag flying across our Washington, D.C., and it was a red flag. And I just wanted to ask you guys, in your camp, would you fly the Chinese flag above your nation out there, as they did in Washington today?
Well, I don't believe
and
in
I
nations.
Wanted you to,
I don't, I don't believe
answer
in nations.
What you, how would you feel about that, having the way they only let you have one kid over there to be born? Okay. And
I don't know if that's true these days. I'm not sure if that's still a vicious rumor or not, or if it's official policy that's unenforced. But I don't believe it's necessarily. Wasn't it Gene, that Christian anarchist, that told us that wasn't really true? I wish I could recall that, Mark. Do you recall the kid policy?
So I hear, but I don't know. I mean, you know, they use ad hominem attacks against us, and we use them against them. And I don't know that it's necessary.
They,
the Chinese government.
Oh, okay.
You know,
just making sure you weren't saying that all Chinese people attack us.
Well, I'm sure that many of them get these sort of talking points from, you know, they just kind of trickle down.
I'd like to answer your question, Scott, and your question was, would I fly my nation's flag above the Chinese flag or the Chinese flag above? I don't believe in nations, so no, I wouldn't fly either flag, because I think nations are a fallacious concept. It's an imaginary concept that suggests that somehow the people that are existing within a certain geographic region, a certain arbitrarily designated geographic area, are somehow different and or better than the rest of the people around the world. I'll let you respond to that here in a moment if you want. Hang on, 800-259-9231. So the answer is I would not fly any of those flags.
And I've got a Fox News article here that says White House debunks reports that will fly China's flags on South Lawn.
More on the way. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak you in. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get involved. Get on board with AMP, and you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. And if you haven't yet heard of the Millionaire Patriot, you should, because he's got 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Just go to frontsight.com to learn more and get your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. As we continue here, I think we still have Scott with us. Scott, back from Wisconsin, you'd called asking about what flag I would fly, and I had said I would not fly any flag as far as a nation's flag, because I don't believe in the concepts of nations. Your thoughts, Scott?
Well, you know, Mark and Ian, I do, not being in, I do believe in freedom. I believe in our Constitution that our forefathers that wrote those words paid a bad price way back then. But I just think that that sends a message to our country and to your camp that if you hang the Chinese flag above your capital, I think I don't have hate. I'm a man of no hate in me. But, I mean, that's kind of a disgrace to our country and to your nation.
Putting me involving in this nation, and first of all, it's not my capital, it's not my nation. I don't believe in those concepts. I don't subscribe to those belief systems. I believe that there are only individuals, and that individuals can voluntarily choose to form groups of individuals. So, you know, they can enter into agreements with one another. But nations, no one has ever entered into an agreement to be a nation. It's just that you've just sort of been assigned here because you happen to be popped out of your mother's womb on a specific plot of land. I mean, it's ludicrous. So I just don't even fit into that particular paradigm.
Right, and I understand you guys, I don't know if you have a flag for your libertarian thing, but once again, we are in America. And for what our forefathers did, what they did it back to have our Constitution written, and we know that the United States flag is our flag of freedom.
Well, it's not a
no.
It's just a flag of the country. Now, Scott, here's for one. I've got the article here that debunks this story, and I think that there's a lot of stories out there that are really planted or twisted in order to get sort of the ultra right, God guts and guns, patriot type people all up in arms. They're going to take God bless America out of the Pledge of Allegiance, and you're going to take it off the money, and they're going to make it so our school children have to swear to Mao every morning, and all this nonsense, and these stories which just aren't true really get those people, the sort of fundamentalist ultra-righties, all upset. And they're not even true most of the time. So in the process, what are they doing? They're taking their eye off the ball. You know, some girl with her top off is in the is in right field, jumping up and down, and your eye's off the ball, and wham, it's a strike. That's how the government gets past stuff. That's how they've managed to grow over time. The people that want to see small government, like you, Scott, who believe in freedom, like you, Scott, they take their eye off the ball because they use these tools that are so good at distracting people that that are in your camp there. They've got a system for getting stuff past you.
Well, I understand where your viewpoint is, but can I ask you this?
Sure.
If we were to take the United States flag and take it over to China, do you think they would let us put it up above their government over there?
I don't care what the Red Chinese would do. Don't you understand? I don't care. It's not a us and them mentality for me. I think the Red Chinese, by and large, most of those people in that country are good folks that want to provide a good service. And if they can do it, to people over here in the United States, they want to get some money, that they're on our side, that they're good people. I think that the biggest problem, likely, are the people that are in the governments of the Red China
and the U.S.
And the United States governments getting in the way and extracting and leeching off of good people trying to do business with each other.
Scott, I got a question for you. Since you brought up the issue of the one-child policy over in China, I'm curious, what is your understanding of what will happen to a couple if they are caught having more than one child?
Oh, over in China, the baby's killed then.
See, Mark,
charges,
what did I tell you during the break? That's exactly
the
story that I'd heard. I had heard the rumors that all the the party officials will come by and execute your child in front of you if you have.
Who kills the child, Scott?
The government does.
No, they don't. Okay. The fact is,
passed a law over there for them that they're only allowed one child.
Okay. Yeah, the policy is enforced at the provincial level through fines that are imposed based on the income of the family and other factors. Population and family planning commissions exist at every level of government to raise awareness about the issue and carry out registration inspection work. They have a very arduous, terrible policy that will fine a family for having an additional child, but they don't kill the baby.
That doesn't make it right. We're not defending their policy here, but
the story is blown up out of proportion.
There are all kinds of nasty rumors about the Chinese that fly around out there that just don't have they just don't have truth to them. Now, that's not to say that such a thing hasn't happened. Maybe there has been some party official that went off half-cocked and killed someone's kid in front of them. I mean, there's no way to say that hasn't ever happened.
More likely,
but it's not the policy.
Female infanticide because people want to have a male child and they actually kill their own baby.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Not to mention during the communist revolution over there, people were so entirely impoverished that there was a story of a basketball player from China was telling stories about how families were eating their children. They didn't want to eat their own children, so they'd trade children with other families and execute them and kill them and eat them. That's how bad the famine was. It's a horrible, horrible story. I can only imagine it's true. This guy said so. I mean, obviously it's hearsay, but gosh, it was certainly convincing hearsay. I think it was at Reason. If you go to reason.tv, I think they've got you'll be able to find it. China, search China or something.
I hope that someday people like Scott can come to the conclusion that people are just people. that they're just human beings, and their S smells as much as yours does, wherever
right.
it is that you are
born. It's a heck of
born.
A lot easier, and this is what Jesus said, it's a heck of a lot easier to point out the mote in your neighbor's eye than it is to look at the plank in your own. Scott,
oh, yeah.
there are some big problems over in China. China is, you know, its government is a terrible, awful one that enslaves its people, and so is ours.
You know what, that you brought up the issue.
Ours is better. But it sure ain't great, and we can sure do a heck of a lot more, according to the statistics.
Okay, yeah, there's more economic freedom in the United States than there is in China, the mainland, but the same Chinese government is also in charge of Hong Kong, and they pretty much left them untouched since they took over from the British back in the late 1990s.
Good
Hong
point.
Kong beats the pants off the United States year after year in the economic freedom of the world rankings. So...
Also, if you take a look, the fact is most people in China aren't affected by income taxes and things like that simply
yeah.
because they're below the radar and the Chinese government doesn't have the infrastructure to collect these.
And there's more freedom now.
Our government is much more across the board. The rules are fairer. However, the rules are enforced on everyone. So.
There's more property freedom and freedom in general economically now in China than there was 20 or 30 years ago.
Right.
So
they're moving in the right direction. We're moving towards tyranny.
And I'd like to point out...
It's just a red team, blue team bullcrap again.
Right. I'd also like to point out, it's real easy to make fun of the Chinese or the North Koreans or whatever for having some sort of dear leader, you know, this great leader, Kim Jong-il, or the Cubans with Castro. But the United States, instead of worshiping a leader, and there's some of it for the president, and let's be clear, there's definitely some of that hero worship kind of thing going on. But in the United States, people get up and they put their hands over their hearts and they pledge worship to an inanimate object.
To the flag. one thing you need to ask yourself if you're, you know, like Scott, one of these big, you know, God, guts, and guns kind of folks, what is the British Pledge of Allegiance to the flag sound like?
About the Australian.
Australian, Canadian, any of these. There isn't one. Nowhere. In the world, the United States of America is the only country where they stand up and they pledge allegiance to the flag.
A pledge that was written by a National Socialist. Let's go to Ryan in Indiana. Ryan, you've got 20 seconds. Last words. Go ahead.
I didn't even really know whose show I was on, so I got us off to some of the Alex Jones show.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Maybe call us another time and we can talk about whatever the hell. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Because that's what happens on Free Talk Live. You can call in and you can bring up whatever you want. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.